Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly. Hello everyone, it's Carly. My first board one great loop for a minute. Okay, so we are back on the air tonight. And we have an awesome guest tonight, Kevin Matheson. And he's been on so many, great shows, and I'm going to bring him on now. And he's been on SEAL, LEGO, all those kind of shows. So let's welcome on Daytime After Dark.
Hey,
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hi.
Good. So, I know, first of all, you have a project coming up. And so, what is your new project coming up?
It's called Never Forgotten. And it's sort of like that movie Gone Girl. You know, some girl dies, but she's actually faked her death. And she's, you know, just trying to psych out the guys that think that they killed her.
Oh, my kind of movie.
Yeah.
So when did this come out? Oh, do you know when it?
Well, we haven't started shooting
out.
It. I was supposed to shoot. I mean, it just started into production. I was supposed to shoot 2 weeks ago, but somebody got COVID, so they had to shut down the set.
Oh.
So now they start back up.
No.
Right,
oh,
at the beginning
gosh.
Of January.
Well, yeah, I mean, with this whole COVID thing, I think a lot of things are being shut down. And so is it like we will see you on Lifetime, or will this be like in a movie?
It's independent feature, so they have to get it sold, you know.
Okay.
So it'll go through that whole process. I have another one.
Well,
that, it just played at a film festival last weekend. It's called Fade Out Ray.
That one.
Yeah, it was fun. I hadn't seen the whole movie. I just saw it last week. You know, I could screen it. It was at a film festival in Erie, Pennsylvania, and so I just watched it last week. It's fun. It kind of reminded me of like Coen Brothers meets Quentin Tarantino meets Dragnet, because it had like a narration to it that sounded like Dragnet. And it's the story of a guy that becomes a serial killer because he's had, you know, an abusive childhood. And I play his father in a flashback, and I'm his first victim. You know, when he was a little boy, he kills me.
Wow. You have done so many interesting TV shows and movies throughout your career, and you were in the movie, I hope I'm right, and if I'm not, I'm going to kill people. No, I'm kidding. You were also in the movie Legal Weapon, right?
And what's it?
Legal. Were you in the movie Legal Weapon?
No. No, that's not me.
Oh, well, you know, there are two Kevin Matheson. Two Kevin Matheson. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's several, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm the better known one. I had the name first.
Okay, but you were in, you have a post-production movie called Sunny coming out, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I play
a
high-stakes gambler in that one.
So what was that about?
I play a high-stakes gambler, and these kids... They want to come play poker with me, and they have a plant, a sunflower plant that is like their good luck charm that they take everywhere with them. So they bring their plant to come play with me, but the plant doesn't, I still win.
That sounds like a really interesting movie, because my kind of movie, gambling. But that doesn't come out well. It doesn't have a post date even yet. And then you get
Ava. Yeah, Ava maybe on YouTube now. Yeah, Ava, I just shot about 2 months ago. Ava was fun. Like in that, it's about a woman who she's been in a long-term relationship with a married man, but like a long-term monogamous relationship with a married man. He dies, so she goes back out in the dating scene, and she somebody asked her to come to a party, and it's like a for like sort of like high-end call girls, and I play one of the Johns, like there must be something about me. It's always that high stakes roller kind of guy, this wealthy millionaire that only likes young girls. And I go over to talk to her, and then I see she's a little bit too old for my taste, you know, because she's over 30. So I send her packing.
Ooh, I will watch that. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in Seattle, so basically right now, I'm doing the show from home like I've always done, but I'm not going shopping, which is killing me. And
Well, you're saving some money, though.
No, Kevin, you would be right.
You're ordering everything in.
Well, yeah, Amazon is becoming like my best friend, and I get everything shipped to my parents' house because I live in an apartment. And my dad was joking and said that either me or my mom was having an affair with the UPS guy, because packages have been coming every day. So, I mean, he's like, another one, you two? I'm like, hey, that was mom. And grandma did one day. I've been trying to get my 93-year-old grandma boo into Amazon. It's not working out quite well. But you have done, SEAL Team. That was the one. SEAL Team. How was that? It's right now in post-production. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Which one was it?
Yeah, you were in Westwood and SEAL Team. And so how was working on those things?
It's always fun. You know, I mean, I love the craft of acting, you know, and just, you know, being able to get into character and play different roles, you know. Like when I do Never Forgotten in 2 weeks, I'm actually playing a man in his 70s with dementia.
Ooh. Interesting. So, you know, it says with, I think, IMDb.com to be sued, but it said you were in Legal Weapon, the TV series. Is that correct?
I'm looking right now to see what it says, because if I was, they owe me some money.
Well, it says according to that, you were on for 11 episodes, and you were, 11 episodes, and then you were in Annabelle Comes Home. And that's production assistant. So, yeah, see, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's, yeah, you've got, it's crossed with another one. That's not me. another one that I'm in, because I'm looking at my page right now. I think this is on Amazon right now. It was. It's called Gentleman's Fury. And that's about a guy that he's a tennis player. And he's good, but he chokes a lot. He's got a really bad temper. And I play the line ref. Or the chair umpire. Couldn't think of the word. And I make a bad call, and so him and his friends kidnap me and make me eat tennis balls.
Oh, that's really cool. I know we have limited time, so I'm going to get my host and my co-host on, because I know
okay.
we have limited time.
Okay.
And so I know you will be back, because David said you will be back, so. You know, and David does the scheduling. I just do the hosting.
Okay.
David, you're on the line.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Hey, David. I'm good. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. You've been to many things. I can't wait to see the movie that movie to me that come out. I'm a big movie fan. What is your go-to movie that you like to watch over and over again? If you have a go-to movie that you can't make you love to watch over and over again?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing. A movie.
You have a go-to movie you like to watch over and over again?
Oh, what movie
do you
watch
myself?
Over and over again?
Yeah, movie. A favorite movie.
My own personal fan. Honestly, pretty much, get to go back to the classics, it would like Montgomery Clift, James Dean. To go current, it would be Meryl Streep or Jessica Lange. To go back would be Marlon Brando, would be Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward. To come forward, it would be Johnny Depp. Who else? Sean Penn. Actors. You learn from other actors. As I was going to say, playing this old man in this movie next week, and I have a Meryl Streep story. If you want to hear it, which is kind of silly. It's little. Meryl Streep is really known for observing people. Because that's what a good actor does. I was at a party.
Yeah.
I guess about 5 years ago with a friend of mine. And when you go to a big Hollywood party, nobody eats the food. Because everybody So we were there, and I think that one of the greatest inventions ever are the little desserts, the little pedophore desserts, the little tiny ones are just like a bite, So then, you don't have to eat that much stuff. So they had all these different desserts. I think it was the HBO Golden Globes party, and Meryl was there. So we went over and we were, grabbing. They had probably 20 different pedophores. You had different chocolate things, different, things of cream, all this stuff. So we're going over each grabbing stuff, and we're just going through it and trying it all to see what we like. And she was standing there. She watched us the whole time. What are these guys doing? And then my friend, and I was a little bit shy, to be honest, but my friend went over to her later because he knows her agent. And he said, Meryl, I said, you're the best thing since creme brulee. And she started laughing, and she grabbed him and she hugged him and kissed him. She said, that's the best compliment I've ever gotten,
Wow.
It's true. She really does observe because she did it with us. Just over something that's silly. She watches what's going on. And I really try to do that, too. It's like I've learned a lot just from watching her, because to play this old man, I know that now she plays a lot of older roles. And when you're older, elderly, not all elderly people move the same. Depending on what, your health is, what your life experience is. And so with this, this thing that I'm doing, I'm playing 75. And I've been around, I used to take my dog to visit people in hospice. So I've seen a lot of people with dementia and stuff. And I know that kind of, you know, they're not focused. And it's like when I thought of Marilyn, I thought, you know, because I have to use a cane. And it's like, how do I walk with that cane? You know,
wow.
Depending on, you know, and it depends on your life experience, how you walk with it. And,
yeah,
you know, what I realize is that, you know, with it is I'm really leaning on it, you know, because I've been alcoholic. My balance isn't good. And so I lean on it heavily. And it really is interesting because it really does help me, you know, myself as an actor to really get into what I'm doing. You know,
yeah.
Just from, because yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of that. Yeah, because when I've seen her do things, like I started this one movie and she was a rich old woman. And so with that, she moved like very cautiously because she didn't want to break anything, you know. And then when she did Margaret Thatcher, she completely hunched over, you know. So it's, as I'm saying, everything is different. So it's like, I think that's what fascinates me the most about acting is just being able to get into somebody else's skin. You find things, you know, from your own life, from, you know, just different things. Like my acting coach always laughs about this, but you know, like one of the hardest things I said to do is to play drunk. And he's always said, you know, that the thing with like when you play drunk, like actually the mistake most people make is, you know, when you're drunk, you try to be sober, you try to focus. And
yeah,
so I told him, I said, what it is for me, it's like, you know, there's that thing, like, if you've ever, I'm sure, you know, everybody can relate, you know, you've been out to a restaurant, you've had, like, you know, one too many margaritas or, you know, whatever your poison is, and you get up to go to the bathroom. And you have to think about where it is. And like, you sort of like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you have to, you know, you just sort of, you know, you're trying to focus. You're not quite focused. So it's like, you're not focused. You're trying to focus. And it helps, you know, observation. That's really the thing. I'm also very close with another actress, Sally Kirkland, who I've known Sally for over 30 years.
Yeah, and, no, exactly. Yeah.
You know, Sally.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you definitely.
You know, and you know, Sally's really into that as well. It's just inhabiting the person. You know, and I had a director years ago, and I thought, you know, this really, you know, like when I did a play with him, and he made us, like when we, you know, once we got off work, he made us rehearse in the shoes we were going to wear.
Uh-huh.
We had to wear those shoes. He said, that's how you're going to move.
Yeah,
different shoes. So wear those shoes when you rehearse. And he forbade us from ever wearing something like flip flops. He was like, you can, like, you know, it's floppy, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm into old time fashion movies. You name some good actors. I love old time fashion movies. I'm a big TMC fan. Like Bette Davis.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I like seeing all his movies. I know the movie Psycho. I like Psycho. I can get seen about a million times. So I love the movies. Horror and all that. So, I'm a big movie fan. But you need some good actors.
Yeah.
And what do you like to do when you're not working? What do you have any hobbies or what do you like to do when you're not working?
Excuse me?
What do you like to do when you're not working? Your hobby door.
I'm sure it's a little hard to hear.
What do you like to do when you're not working? When you're not working. What do you like to do when you're not working?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
When it's not coronavirus. I live in LA. I like to, outdoors, obviously. It's like, I love to, like, bicycle, go to the beach, swim, you know. I'm really into fitness, right? You know, and I think is the hardest part for me is I think of the gym. I've been kickboxing in my garage, you know. It's like I'm making it work, but, you know. We all will when it's over.
That's awesome. Well, we'd love to have you come back anytime when you're able. You have to come back. Can definitely have you on the show.
Yeah, and David, I'm going to bring on Bobby. So, Bobby, did you have any quick questions?
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, thank you very much. I have just one question to ask you. Are you? What's next for you as far as acting gigs coming up?
Well, this thing I'm shooting in a couple of weeks, Never Forgotten. That's the next thing I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I play an old man, and that's it at the moment. You know.
Yeah. Hopefully, once things get back to normal, you'll probably get a lot more stuff in acting, especially when things open up. Now you work with Sally Kirtland. What was that like?
Well, Sally's a good friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. We belong to the same church.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I've known Sally
seen,
for about 30 years.
Right. I see her in some of these magazines back in the 90s and on TV shows, talk shows in the late 80s, early 90s, and movies around that time.
Yeah.
And she is a great actress.
Yeah, she is. She's very dedicated.
All right. Well, that's about it. And Carly, if Nalia's on the line, you can bring her on. Otherwise, I'll just have you finish up the interview.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Our newest co-host, host, Nadia, has like one or two quick questions. And so I'm bringing on my girl.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you. So I have a couple of questions that I would like to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Wait 1 second. Okay. So my first question is, what attracted you to begin your career? Like, what made you?
Yeah, it's just, like, from the time I was little, it's what I wanted to do. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It just was, you know, that was just always my thing. You know, I liked entertaining people. I liked, you know, it's just like, and I like, yeah, I liked impersonating people as well. Because I'm pretty good, like, it's interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine who's a dialect coach the other day. And I'm pretty good with dialects, like I have a good ear for it, but I don't understand it technically. I just know I can pick it up. You know, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so there were a lot of heavy dialects there. And I went to Catholic school, so, you know, we didn't talk like that. You know, we had to learn proper English. But I was always
intrigued
by it. Yeah, and it's like in there, they make sure you learn, you know, proper grammar. But
exactly.
I was always kind of intrigued by it, and I'd hear it, and it's like, and I'd just pick it up. And then a long time ago when I was young, I did phone sales, and I called all of, you know, telemarketing, and I called all over the country. So I'd hear all sorts of accents, and then I'd talk to them for a while. You know, I'd be calling in Texas, and I'd sound like them, and, you know, wherever it was, I'd start to sound like the people I was speaking to. So it's like I've just always, you know, and that's like another way to kind of disappear into something, into somebody, you know, it's just like get into somebody else's skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, of all the roles you have played, which is your favorite?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'd have to say the one that's, like, closest to my heart right now is a short movie I did a couple of years ago called Bonding, and it's about a father and son, and I play the father.
Okay.
You know, and I take my son on a road trip, and everything goes wrong, you know, and, you know, I'm trying to get close to him. I'm trying to get close to him, but I'm too busy on my cell phone the whole time. So it's like, it's one of those, you know, it's just that family kind of thing. I mean, I like that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, I get cast a lot playing a lot of weirdos for some reason, which is fun. I mean, I like it. But it's also nice to do the stuff that's more human as well.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, it was very nice to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is David still there?
I love having you back. Anytime.
Okay. Is
yes,
David
so
still
please.
There? Because I have some homework for David, if he hasn't seen it.
Oh.
Or two movies to see. Yeah, because he said he likes Turner Classic. You're there, David? Or he can't. He can't hear me. He needs to. And you all
David,
should see. These are two movies. These are two movies.
Yes, I'm here. Kevin.
Yep.
Have you ever seen on Turner Classic Night of the Hunter?
Yes.
You've seen that? Oh, okay. Okay, so that one you're off the hook on. What about Place in the Sun?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, A Place in the Sun, because like Monty Clift, like that's, you know, was considered the first like real method actor. That movie, he's amazing. There's a scene in there when I was saying about, you know, like body language, like using your body language. There's a scene in there that they always talk about where he first sees Elizabeth Taylor, and you got to watch it and tell me what you think. I mean, it's really, you see, he's the outsider. And he doesn't say anything, but you can see, you can read it in his body that he's the outsider. And it's really amazing, you know, and when you see stuff like that, that's what inspires me. That's what makes most people that really want to be actors is stuff like when you see stuff like that, because there's not, it's not anything he says. It's just all in who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Montgomery Clift movies.
Yeah.
I definitely check it out. Thank you for suggesting that, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And thank you so
much. It's been a joy talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we hope you come back really soon and have a great holiday.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great night.
Bye. Thanks, you too. Bye.
Okay, well, in the season of Christmas, I'm bringing Bobby back on the line. I'm being
well,
funny
thank you very much.
Okay, I'm being funny, okay? Okay, people. All I can do by now is go through the drive-thru and go to the bank. That's all I'm allowed to do. Carly's like in jail right now, and I'm never going to get out of this homeowner because with me having a bad, stupid immune system, my mom doesn't really want me to go shopping, and that's like, you know, that's like cutting off a piece of my leg or something right now. So, yeah. So, and Nadia, I am so excited for you for Nancy's thing tomorrow. How long did that last?
Me too. Huh?
We agree.
Yep.
I guess I'm going to have to agree with everybody.
Everybody for
us. Ask. You know, well, besides asking, Nancy, come on, a perfect soul. Okay, maybe I'm not the perfect soul, but, you know. Tell her we love it when she goes off on Trump. That is like,
I love it.
And now, just for you guys to know, because sometimes we talk political stuff here, Nadia, but, you know, I don't think you would think that was a problem. Okay, so there's one senator, and, okay, what's his name? Tommy Trevino said that he might challenge the Electoral College count. And GOP Senator, okay, You know what? Another Kelly Rogers verse that won't say one day whether she turned but in victory when Congress convened the next day. You know, this is bullshit. I'm sorry. Why not he agree with me? Because Biden got 302, and he just needed 270 to win. So why in the hell are they doing this? I mean, this is stupid.
I don't know.
Trump lost.
I know.
He can't take it. And from what I read today was maybe kind of delightful. Then since he had the Mar-a-Lago, the people do not want him back. So if the people don't want you back in your places on your own, come on, people. This is a true sign of everything. So yesterday, when we left, we were talking about Christmas. Okay, so, and I was dreaming of this last night, but what has, and everyone cannot talk over each other, David and Bobby. So what was your favorite, and still to this day, your favorite Christmas present you ever got? And David, you go first.
That's not what? What was my what?
Yes.
What was the question?
Oh. Okay. Okay.
What was the question? I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, there must be one, two things you loved getting when you were a kid or growing up and you just, you know, loved it.
As a kid, Night Bright. Remember Night Bright? Little kid, toy Night Bright.
Yeah.
As a little kid.
Oh, cool. I'm Nadia. What about you?
The question was what was my favorite Christmas? Is that what you said?
Yeah, favorite Christmas present.
You've
ever received over your lifetime. And you can pick two or three if you need to be.
So my favorite would probably be when I got my dog Chance for Christmas.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, that was my favorite part of Christmas.
You know, okay, what about you, Bobby?
Well, I have all kinds of gifts I got for Christmas, but I guess probably having to say probably when I got the first PlayStation.
So if you can name like one or two or three things, Bobby, that's okay.
Yeah, it was the original PlayStation that I got as a Christmas gift. I think I got a PS4 also one year for Christmas.
I was 10 years old. 8 or 9 or 10, I don't remember. And I love football. I loved football probably since I was probably 2 months, according to my grandfather, that's no longer here because my mom could not get me a sleep. Everything she tried would not work. So my grandparents lived next door, and so they met by the trees. And then my grandfather had me, and he would put on baseball or basketball or football all the time, and I would instantly calm down and fall asleep. So when I was about 9 out of 10, I really wanted San Francisco 49ers t-shirts, LA Raiders t-shirts, Seahawks t-shirts. You know, that's really, and, you know, my mom's side of the family was awesome about it. You know, my grandfather, I was his princess, so of course I got it. So, but my dad's side of the family, okay, and this is where the next person everyone I'm going to ask. Okay, my dad's side of the family, okay. So I got socks that year for Christmas from them, socks. While my sister got a stupid bigger dollhouse, and I would never into dollhouses. I would rather have CD, music, books, pieces, or whatever. But she got a dollhouse, and I got socks, okay? Still to this day, it rubs me wrong. So, what is the worst Christmas present you ever gotten? And I'm going to go with Nadia.
What was the what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, what is, like, the worst Christmas present you ever gotten? Oh, you didn't like?
I can't say I actually ever had one that I didn't like. I
wow.
like all my gifts that I get. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Wow. Oh my gosh, okay, maybe I am a princess. Oh my god. Okay, David.
I got tie and socks. tie and socks.
So oh Bobby, what about you?
I'm like, no, you know, I don't think I have one bad gift that I can think of.
Okay, people, when you get socks for Christmas Sunday and they're not even cute, okay, that is trauma telling me my whole life, and all I ask for Christmas this year is Amazon gift cards, because if I'm at home, it might as well be shopping, and I'm using my money and using other people's money. That's my whole plan. And so, Nadia, I'm going to miss you tomorrow. I'm really going to miss you. I love having a great back so we're making love here. But.
Yeah, me and Bobby. Yeah, me and Bobby.
Yeah.
You could get Nancy on. Then, you know, it's all going to be, you know, worth it. And I want to say two things. Okay. I don't care, David, how you feel, really. But I'm loving Michael and Willow. Are you guys loving them? Bobby
no.
and Natalia, are you guys?
Well,
no.
Well, just from what I heard on social media, David, really? Judging from what I heard on social media, I'm starting to like these two.
What about you, Nadia? Did you like them?
Who is it that I'm liking? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Michael and Willow.
Oh, Michael and Willow. I like Michael and Willow together, yes.
Yes.
I guess I might not.
David, I'm not done. Okay, the way I see it, okay, you can never go back to a guy that lied to you, even though he was doing the noble thing, okay, because, yes, they never see it on them, but you walk into the act of them kissing on the couch, and that will never leave your mind. Am I right, Nadia? As a girl, if you walked into that situation like Willa did, wouldn't you find it hard to get back with that person? I know I would. And, you know, this is the first time Michael's had a girl that hasn't been killed, But in his psycho, Marilyn lied to him, offering Carly for a year and a half over everything. I'm sorry, God said it right when they got married. Willow and my girl belong together, and they do. And I'm loving Nadia. I don't know if you feel it yet, but I'm feeling it. Brando and Sasha, what do you think?
Brando and Sasha, I like them acting together, but I don't think them getting together will be a good thing. What about you?
I think in a way it would, because number one, right now Sasha needs protection against, Cyrus. And number two, both of them are lonely. And, but we don't know what's going to go down along the line of the night with Molly. Come on, I've said it. That night when Molly did Brando, okay, I said she's going to end up being pregnant. But then what does the hospital do to us? No, they give Peter and Maxie a baby. Come on. I mean, after all Peter has done, and don't get me wrong, I love Wes, don't get me wrong. But I think it's just, for me, it would be hard to end up, marrying my dad's husband's brother. Even though they didn't grow up together, even though they didn't, grow up. But I'm sorry, Anne, Peter is more like Faison than Nathan ever was. So I'm sorry, but I just think that, for the writers to push down our throat for the last year, Peter and Maxie, and Maxie is not a dummy. Maxie needed to go out with Sunny and Jason and Spinelli, and Robert has been telling her. He said, I'm due to die. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nadia. He said everything in motion. He helped Silo. Okay, Peter's not innocent, people. Oh.
We know that.
I haven't watched yet. Well, I watched something yesterday, then I fell asleep. But next week, our schedule for next week, we only have one interview next week on the 23rd. And it's with Hudson West, the little cheerleader that played Jake on the new hospital. So if, what day is the 20th? Oh, that's Monday. David, are you not going to be able to make it?
It's Wednesday, I think. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, yeah.
But honey, you can make it, right?
Yes, what time?
I'll be there.
I'm asking Nadia, David.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Nadia, you will be on my, because the interview will be at 3 your time.
3 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah, your time. 12 o'clock, West Coast time. See, all three of you are on the West Coast. I mean, the East Coast. I'm the West Coast person. Okay,
move to Florida.
Okay, I think that is the East Coast at this point. But how much snow did you get this morning when you woke up, Nadia?
We got over a foot of snow here in Boston.
You bet snow.
When people kept sending me those pictures from out of state, it made me mad because all it is doing here is raining. So
I'd rather rain.
I'm in 24. I'm in 24. I'm in 24. I can't complain.
David, do you really want to get on my Christmas list? And it's on the bad list? Don't interrupt me again. But no, I'm serious. It's like 35 degrees. It's raining. Last night it was windy. The power almost went out on Holly. So I'm sorry. But God just dropped me some snow and I will be happy. I'm already stuck at home. So really, if snow came, it would not be inconvenient for one. So, yeah. And so we will be back tomorrow night. And Natalia, promise me, I know you will, though. Promise me after you get done with Nancy, you would text me right away and let me know how that goes.
Yes, I will definitely, because I will mention it to Nancy tomorrow.
And,
and
boys,
also, Nalia. Nalia.
Yes.
We'll text each other here on the WCCP website as far as a mayor or governor press conference or another weather report. I know you lost General Hospital on the main channel because of that today.
Right.
Because other people complained this morning that they lost Good Morning America on that channel. And the only other channels I think that, unless you're lucky, would be ABC Out of Providence or the MeTV channel. And so, nevertheless, we'll keep in touch tomorrow at the 3 as far as that goes. And we'll chat and we'll text on Saturday as far as how the interview with Nancy as far as you go.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, and I cannot wait for tomorrow. So who do we have tomorrow, guys?
Yeah, find out tomorrow. The bad guest. We call in.
No.
The bad guest.
Bobby, if you want to get on my good Christmas list, you could just tell me. And, you know.
All I got to say is, you'll find out.
Okay, let me know who it is.
David, not to say a word, otherwise I will get banned from the show.
Who's more loyal to me or David? That's what it comes down to.
I'm trying to actually get the bad bits. I'll be able to get this tomorrow. Seriously. I'll be your best.
You know what, David?
You all have to let me know.
David, you're the meanest person in the whole wide world, and it's Christmas almost, and you won't tell me. And I'm stuck in Seattle, and you won't tell me. So,
it'll be early Christmas gift tomorrow night. Trust me, you won't be mad tomorrow. Trust me.
I'm mad at you until tomorrow night, and there's no, don't even bother texting me tonight because I will not answer because I'm mad at you. Okay, see?
Well, I should have been calling you love me more tomorrow. It's not that day.
Oh, and we all have to do the group text. I have Nadia's phone number, so do you want me, Nadia, to sell in my little iPhone new number for the boys so you can be on the
I have it.
Then give it to Bobby.
This way we can all...
We should go because I don't want to lose my voice tomorrow because of our special guest that I don't even know who is. But Bobby, remember, I love you. And you're not on my bad list. And Nadia, I love you, Mo. You're not on my bad list. Okay?
Yay.
All right.
David is.
Well,
David
I love you
is
anyway.
For the next 24 hours.
Well, unless I get an angry text from you, Carly, about David in the next 24 hours, I won't bother you with anything unless it's breaking news that is a natural thing that happens between 3 and 4 that also affects Seattle. I'm not worried about Boston.
Well,
I'm worried about Seattle.
Oh, Nadia, who's your favorite football? I never asked you on air. Who's your favorite football team?
My favorite football team is the Patriots, but then I also have others, too. I like the Seattle Seahawks. I like the Jets, San Francisco 49ers, Miami Dolphins.
See, this is why we get along so well. But you live in Boston, mm-hmm. So are you a Patriots fan? Or?
Yes.
Oh, are you not a Patriots fan?
I am a Patriots fan.
Did you?
I'm sorry, Carly. Well, Nolly, I have some good news and bad news concerning that. The good news is the Patriots are going to be on Monday Night Football in a couple of weeks. The bad news is you might lose ABC program to MeTV or the Providence station. So if you're wanting to DVR a show that you might want to see that night, you're going to get football instead of on the regular ABC channel. Because they did this with Dance with the Stars a few weeks ago with the Jets game.
Well, it's true. That's true. And we better go because I don't want to lose my voice tomorrow night because I don't know who's up for the guest. Wait, Nadia, did David tell you?
No.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't even know who
it
is yet. That's why I said you guys have to tell me.
Every angle in my Calvi Princess brain right now, I'm trying every angle, but it's not working. So, okay, guys, we'll see you guys. Well, me and Bobby will be back tomorrow. And then on the 23rd, we have Huston. And that will be a last show until we come back from our New Year's break.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, have a good one, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
You guys
all
have a great night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.